question last name is Carv, as in Victor, Alho. First name is Sandra. Date of visit is November 8, 2022. Next to the paragraph, our patient tells me that she was involved in traumatic brain injury. First, the first episode was March 4th of 2005 in Iraq. First, the patient was in a Humvee truck. First up, a patient was in a terror position. First up, suddenly there's a VBIED, then VBIED explosion right next to her truck. First up, a patient tells me the blast was severe. First up, she instantly hit the left side of the head against the metal parts inside the truck. First up, a patient becomes immediately confused and disoriented. First up, a patient denies any loss of consciousness. First up, a patient tells me that she was so confused and disoriented at that time that she killed three people. First up, a patient become very nauseous and vomit. First up, a patient tells me that she has headaches for the next few weeks. First up, this is in general. Patient has headaches for the next few weeks. First up, next episode was in October 31, 2006, in Germany. First up, she was in her dorm room. First up, it was celebrating for a haunted house. First up, suddenly there was a guy came into her room. And he took out the toilet seat. He took out the toilet seat, and slammed it against her head. First up, patient immediately lost consciousness. First up, she doesn't know how long she was out of consciousness. First up, patient woke up with severe headache, confusion, disoriented. First up, patient was in the dorm room at that time. First up, next row. The third episode was in October 29, 2007. First up, patient was in Afghanistan. First up, patient tells me that she knocked her head, against the metal. She knocked her head against a steel door. First up, a patient hit the back of the head. First up, a patient has immediate bleeding in the occipital area. First up, a patient tells me that she needed stitches 8 times. First up, a patient, complete loss of consciousness for 8 minutes. First up, a patient was confused and disoriented. First up, next river. Since these incidents, a patient has blurred vision, sensitivity to light, mood changes, depression, agitation, confusion, disorientation, coordination difficulties, hand tremors, headaches, nauseous, vomiting, dizziness, balance problems, difficulty concentration, memory loss, speech problems, difficulty sleeping. For some, next part of the patient tells me that she's not currently working. For some, she is currently disabled. So for some, it is my opinion that the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. For some, the patient has three episodes in which she hit her head. Every time she hit her head, the patient becomes confused and disoriented. As a matter of fact, she lost consciousness in 2 of the 3 episodes. Patient lost consciousness in her dorm room in Germany in October 31, 2006. Patient also lost consciousness in October 29, 2007 in Afghanistan, in which she lost consciousness for 8 minutes. As a matter of fact, she had stitches in her occipital scalp. Since this incident, she has various neurological symptoms, including light sensitivity, blurred vision, depression, mood changes, agitation, disorientation, concentration difficulty, memory deficits, and speech difficulties, dizziness, balance difficulties. It is my opinion that she sustained traumatic brain injury. The loss of consciousness, head injury, confusion, disorientation, and headaches after the head injury are all very classic for traumatic brain injury. She also have blurred vision, sensitivity to light, mood changes, memory loss, speech difficulty, concentration difficulty, balance difficulties, dizziness, and trauma. These are again all very common symptoms for traumatic brain injury. And it's so hard to talk to the patient.